than 200 patients remain at the Al-Shifa facility. Israel claims Hamas has been using the building as a command base, something it denies, and has been searching it for days. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt says Israel has the right to defend itself.
There is a tragic loss of life on both the Palestinian and the Israeli side. But this started with horrific murders on October the 7th. And if Hamas are hiding in these hospitals, then Israel has to do something about it.
Meanwhile, British Jewish community groups are holding a series of events today calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. A remembrance parade and ceremony at the Cenotaph will take place later to honour the contributions of Jewish servicemen and women. Meanwhile, Labour leader Keir Starmer is at a synagogue in North London to mark Mitzvah Day, the UK's largest faith-based day of social action.
It's very, very important.
Every year, but very much this year, of course.
I think everybody in the party is concerned to do everything they can to alleviate the suffering that we're seeing in Israel and Gaza. So in that sense, there's great unity.
Zakir has been criticised for not calling for a ceasefire, instead urging humanitarian pauses. Meanwhile, the Cricket World Cup final has been interrupted by a protester wearing a T-shirt that read "Stop Bombing Palestine" before being escorted off the pitch by security. The Chancellor hasn't ruled out a reduction in inheritance tax in his autumn statement on Wednesday, saying that everything is on the table. Mr Hunt, though, has revealed he won't introduce any tax cut that fuels inflation. And tickets for next June's Glastonbury Festival sold out within an hour of going on sale this morning. Organisers have apologised to those who've missed out. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
Thanks, Tanya.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's breezy and cloudy outside and should stay more or less the same through the afternoon, with possibility some heavy showers arriving late afternoon. It's going to be mild, though, with maximum temperatures of 13 degrees Celsius, your highs. Tonight, it's looking like this. Any showers we get slowly easing through the evening, with good clear spells developing overnight. Temperatures holding up through a moderate breeze, continuing through the night, taking temperatures down to lows of 6 degrees Celsius. In the week for Monday, starting like this, dry on Monday for much of the morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a few passing showers during the afternoon. Going to be another fairly mild day with temperatures hovering around 12 degrees Celsius highs.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. I was just multitasking when I was doing that little bit of a jingle. I was trying to grab a chucky bar, read something on a script which I had in front of me, look at my phone, and concentrate on the desk at the same time. And I just about pulled it off. I'm normally rubbish at doing things like that. I normally have to just do one thing. If I have to do more than two tasks, it'll normally goes a bit Pete Tong. But four things at once. That was pretty good, wasn't it? Right, let's get a jingle on.
98.
Big thanks to Kev. As always, the last couple of hours of Sunday sessions. He'll be back here. They'll be back next week between 10 and 12. As always, you can listen again to any of the shows here on Phoenix FM over at phoenixfm.com on our website. So welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show. Myself, Tony. Sunday the 19th. I had a bit of a busy weekend last week. If you notice, I wasn't on my show. It was Armistice Day. I went to see the annual Brentwood Parade, which my son was participating in as a RAF cadet. Usual great local event. Everyone was there. Great turnout from the town. Obviously, I was a super proud dad mode as well. Watched my son in the main march through the town. Well done to everyone who was involved. Made it a great afternoon, or morning, afternoon, slash, who came down as well. The weather just about held off. Hopefully a bit dry this weekend. Mild, definitely milder, isn't it? Temperature shot up a little bit, back into double digits. A little bit blustery today. If you're heading out and about. Talking about being out and about, I will, of course, be keeping you up to date with all the traffic and travel during the show. Now, it's quite breezy out there, so I'll be letting you know about some of those side roads and how they're holding up. Loads of brand new music, as always, on the show. We'll be got be looking at Joel Corry, Paloma Faith, Madison Beer, Jax Jones. Got some Jason Derulo and Meghan Trainor. Also some Jazzy. Been playing quite a bit of Jazzy on the show the last couple of months. Also got the brand new Liza Rose track. Plus we got some Chester Status, and we'll be talking about them as well. They're doing rather well in the charts. Also got some Pink Pantherus, James Hype, loads more. Don't forget, if you want to get in contact whilst on there, you can contact me through most of the socials. I'm on Twitter, or X as you call it now, at DJ TonySat, or at PhoenixFM. Use your hashtag Sunday Lunch. Instagram, Phoenix98FM. Or you can find us over on Facebook, PhoenixFM, or myself, Tony Smith. Also, catch us on mixcloud.com/live/PhoenixFM if you want to see what's going on in the studio. So, talking about Jazzy, let's get him to kick off the show with this. It's like a workout song. Come on. Running on the spot track, isn't it? And then suddenly, arms in the air, here we go. I think I just pulled a muscle.
Favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
You come on.
Blondish, Call My Name here on Sunday Lunch. Got some One Republic on its way straight after these.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Run away, right now, let's just run away. All that talk is killing me. One last shot, hold on to me. Oh, there's something I gotta say to you. There's somewhere we gotta go. Been out of sinking in the sand.
harmonies. Loneliness without you makes it hard for me to breathe. Baby, I'm missing you so much. I've been running, I've had enough. Baby, please come back on the bed. I lost the path, I lost the light with it. Forgot that we have fighting for the same thing. The wash mistake I made was a friendship by the train. I'm begging for forgiveness, begging to be saved. Show me mercy with your love. I'm messed up, but I need your touch. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me.
Ow. Ow. Where'd that bit come from?
Oh, it's still going.
God, dearie me. It's beginning to look a lot. No. No, it's not looking nothing like Christmas at the moment. But saying that, the High Street have got the decorations. Lighting up Brentwood took place yesterday. Actually, I didn't know what was going on. I think they changed the location from the Central High Street to the Chapel High, where the shopping centre is. They had an event there, apparently. The lights are on, anyway, in Brentwood and many other towns and villages around Essex, which is rather nice. It is nice to see Christmas arriving, because there's so much doom and gloom going on at the moment in the world. It's nice to see, the lights and all the things that goes with Christmas. Now I take it we've got Bonfire out the way, Armistice Day out the way, the Halloween's been gone. So it really is just the run-up to Christmas now. I don't know when you plan to do yours. Most people, I'm going with the norm, probably the start of December. Saying that, I think we're going to put the decorations up the last week of November. So that'll be the 23rd or 24th. I think we'll head for that date. But, looking forward to doing that. There's always so much. You start getting the boxes out. You don't realise how many decorations you have sometimes. And you think, you can't be bothered, but you have to do it. And it's even worse when you've got to put them all away and seal all the boxes up. And mine go out in the garage, which is even worse. So I've got to kind of get them out of the garage and then transport them into the house. And then, believe it or not, I have this little kind of cool-off period where I kind of get them out of the garage and then leave them for a day or so while I check to make sure there's no big spiders or any mice have got into the boxes, because you don't want that. They'll open the box and a lot of mice come out. So that's it. I'm paranoid about it. So, yes, we'll be doing that in the Smithy household in the coming weeks. And then, no doubt, some of the shows will be playing Christmas songs in November. I haven't actually heard anyone do it on the show. I don't know if anyone's listening can tell me if they've heard one. I don't know. December. I mean, we don't play a lot of Christmas songs on Sunday Lunch. We should do, really. But when we do the charts, of course, we do. Because as soon as they hit the charts and we do the top 10, there's normally Christmas songs in it. I can tell you, Christmas songs have already arrived in the charts really early this year. People like Mariah Carey, Shaking Stevens, they're already floating around in those top 40s, between the 40s and 20s at the moment. So they're slowly feeding their way up to the UK charts. And the UK Christmas number one this year is going to be normally on Friday, which will be a couple of days before Christmas. So it's going to be right on the date, on the chart date. So that'll be interesting to see where that's going to go. Haven't seen any, got any run-ups of who's going to be bringing out any new tracks. I mean, mostly it's all the old tracks at the moment. There is a lot of new music out, which we'll be talking about later on, where people have done Christmas songs, but they're kind of, they've redone old songs, which is okay, but, like Santa Baby, for instance. I know that's out at the moment. I'll tell you more about it later. And you think, well, it's been done by so many different people. Will another singer change it much? Can it move
can it be better than the original? It's not easy with Christmas songs, isn't it? So I'd like to see some originals come out. Hopefully there'll be a wad of them ready to go in mid-December. The run-up for Christmas is round about the first week, and then it gives it a chance to kind of get into the charts and move its way into number one, the coveted position. And, of course, we haven't got the X Factor anymore to worry about, which used to be a heavy contender for the top spot. Right, let's get back to the music. This is the Sugar Babes. It's their latest track. It's called When the Rain Comes. Hopefully not. There can't be any more rain in the sky, I tell you. It's all in my garden.
We're all here for celebration. Yeah, we all have some fun. Who's gonna be here when the party's done? Yeah, you can talk all that big talk, but tell me, can you back it up? Really, all I wanna feel is own love.
Not just the days where we stood in the warmth of the sun rays. I wanna know.
Come for the ride, but I need you here in the dark and the light.
Panthers on his way, but first let's have a look at the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Not looking too bad in Brentwood. Central Brentwood's a little bit busy on the high street as you approach the high streets from the Ongar Road, also the Ingrave Road on that approach towards Wilson's Corner. Looking a little bit busy. High Street coping well though. King's Road heading down to the station is not looking too bad. A little bit busy coming up the hill towards the traffic lights there at the top of the high street. On and around Brentwood, not looking too bad. Some of the side roads have got lots of leaves and fallen branches from the heavy winds. Watch out for that if you're on the back roads. There's also some no-through traffic allowed due to new road layout on Cricketers Lane. That's both ways from the A128 Brentwood Road to Cricketers Road. Looking down towards Kelton Hatch, Ongar Way, that's looking okay. No reported problems there, and the rest of Brentwood's looking quite good for Sunday. Heading towards the M25, Junction 28. We have got a slip road there shut. There's one lane closed. That's because of the entry ramp due to long-term construction on the M25. That's anti-clockwise, Junction 28, A12, Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. And the A1023 coming towards from Brentwood down to the junction at the moment. Looking a little bit busy as you head towards the roundabout there. The rest of junctions like this, looking like this. Junction 29 is clear at the moment at Junction 29, but on the AE127 you have got a lane closed. Well, that's due to construction on the A127 South Anterior Road westbound. That's at B186 Worley Street. Watch out for that. There is a little bit of queuing traffic there at the moment. Could be worse at peak times. Heading towards Lakeside, Junction 30, surprisingly clear at the moment. The Lakeside itself is not looking too bad. The shopping areas are looking okay as well. Marks and Spencer's has reopened and the car park there has reopened as well. So that's taken the pressure off the parking area of late, which has been quite horrendous. If you're heading towards Bluewater at the moment, the bridge is looking okay. A little bit busy on the way on your return from Darnith as you come back towards the tunnels. A little bit busy on the tunnels, a little bit of queuing, but around about 15 minutes at the moment, clearance time to get back across to this neck of the woods. A13, A127 towards South End, not reporting any problems at the moment. Looking fairly clear. A little bit busy at South End on City area. That's where people are heading towards the shopping areas. The actual seafront is looking okay, but the actual central South End is a little bit busy. A12 is very busy at the moment. You've got speed restrictions of 40 miles an hour, one lane closed due to that resurfacing work, and that's both ways, of course, Junction 13 to Junction 16. Also, nighttime closures and the contraflow in use at the moment. I'm just looking at it. Very heavy traffic today, all the way up past Howe Green. And to make it worse, you've also got a change of direction in the construction area at Mill Hills on the A12, which is that's round Margaretting. Watch out for that. Expect delays on the A12. M11 at the moment, if you're heading towards London Stansted Airport, no reported problems. It's makes a change. A little bit busy from M25 Junction for the first couple of miles, but after that, it clears. You're up to date at 98. Time is 12:34. He says with no jingle. There we go. They just hate you when that happens. The just jingle runs out of time. That's because we have so much traffic and travel at the moment. The roads have been fairly horrendous. It's good to see that they're announcing loads more money to do these potholes. They are everywhere, aren't they? I hit one the other day, and it's worse when it's wet. I'll tell you, because it looked like a puddle, so I didn't swerve it, and I just suddenly bang, really deep it was. So watch out for that. Can't imagine what it'd be like if you're on a motorbike or a cycle and you hit one of those, so quite bad. So watch out for that in this wet weather, especially with the leaves. You can't see them, and some of them, especially around Brentwood, are quite bad. It's good to see that they are slowly tackling them. I see some of the lorries out the other evening and doing some resurfacing work, which is good to know. Right, let's get back to music. This day I'll play some Pink Pantheress. This is the latest offering. It's called Mosquito.
On a Monday, can I see you? Can I check my numbers? 'Cause I want to. I know it's annoying how much I do spending you the day that I want.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Heaven had a phone line. Would I be the first one you would die?
When you get this. Nathan Dorr, Joel Corry, 0800 Heaven. This is Eliza Rose with Take You There.
You won't have a
it down. I think we covered too much ground. To our fall, I don't know where I wanna go. Where am I? Have I lost my mind? Rev it back up, we're speeding it into fast lane. Don't care about a damn thing. I know you think I'm crazy, but baby, don't be shady. Okay, okay, maybe I'm crazy, but baby, I'm the leading lady. Can you blame me? You should come with me. You should come with me. You should come with me, babe. You should come with me. I can take you there. You won't have a care. You should come with me, babe. You should come with me.
Yeah, I could take you there. Yeah, I could take you there. Yeah, I could take you there. Yeah, I could take you there.
We can smell the flowers. Just forget about the hours. Come with me, my sweet baby. You should come with me.
Why are you whispering? I don't know.
I won't forget.
Jack Jones, this is with DOD, Aina Roosdom. Jack Jones.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk. UK or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV charging systems.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at be-fibre.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
You know, earlier on I sung that little "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like That." I can't get that out of my mind now. I keep thinking it's beginning. It's singing over and over again in my head. Terrible, isn't it? Guess what's on at the moment? I'm a Celebrity. Give me a beer. That started... It's later this year, isn't it? Or is it... is it normally start October? Late October? I could be wrong. It definitely seems later this year. There's quite a few people I know in it, and a few I don't know in it. I was looking earlier on as the lineup. Well, they got as always a little bit controversial. See, in the lineup, most of the people are actresses and singers. I think you've got Jamie Lynn Spears, of course, which is Britney's. Is it half sister or sister? I'm not sure how there is a relationship there with them. Sam Thompson is in it. Josie Gibson. She done a little stint on ITV this morning. She's already well known, but that's what she's been known for recently. What else have we got? We have Nella Rose, who's a YouTuber. Don't know her. And of course, we have Nigel Farage, GB News host and former MEP, and of course, led UKIP as well. And we've got Grace Dent, who's a food critic, who did say that she would never go on there because the programme was awful, but she's on there, already clashing, apparently, with Nigel Farage. On the front page of today's Sun on Sunday, we'll be looking at the front pages in the second hour. It does say here, I'm a celebs. Grace Dent made some jokes about Nigel Farage, and they're now in a trial together, so that'll be interesting. It is going to be good, isn't it? Because he is quite a character, always got something to say about something, so that's going to be good. I will try and catch it. I'm presuming it's on tonight if they've got trials going on, so looking forward to that. Who else is in it? Let's have a little look. Marvin Humes, of course, from JLS. Who else is there? We got Danielle Harold and Nick Pickard. Who's that? Oh, it's Hollyoaks, isn't it? Hollyoaks. And they normally have some latecomers, don't they? They normally have those ones where they come in later on. It doesn't actually say who they're going to be, so it'll be interesting to see how that gets on. And normally, they're normally looking for people that don't get on. That's the idea. They start winding them up a little bit, starve them a little bit, and then wait. There's a little recipe, and then stir it all up and wait for it to boil so it can make the papers and make us all watch it even more. I do enjoy it, though. When I get time to watch it, I do watch it. It is quite addictive when you see him. And I'm only guess that Nigel Farage is getting voted to do all the trials. And you do get that sometimes where the public just go from. I remember when Katie Price was on it, Jordan, she was just had enough at one point, didn't she? She was getting voted time and time again, and it's happened with quite a few celebrities who who did we have last year? Was it what's his name? The former health secretary who's in the news at the moment for being on the SAS programme. I can't remember his name. It will come to me. But the similar thing, if the public got a little bit of a dislike there, or they see you've got a fear for something, you're going to get voted for the trials. And so you've got to try and not bring your fears out, I suppose, because you know the public are unforgiving. If I was in there and I'd be going, oh, scared of spiders, oh, I know that. I'll be voting for every trial that's got creepy crawlies in it. I couldn't do it. I must admit, if I was ever on that programme, I would struggle. I think I'd be okay with the kind of larger animals, because the crocodiles got all taped up and the crawfish, whatever you call it, the fish things, and I'll be all right with that. It's those little ones. I'll be right with the rats, I think, as well. But I couldn't do those, the cockroaches. Not with the helmet. You know, where they put the helmet on and they go all round and they try and get in your nose and you're... That's giving me the creeps already.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, DJ.
I don't wanna hear my
get yourself out of there. 12:42. You listen to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Just talking gibberish, I think, today.
FM.
Loads of albums out at the moment, and when I say albums, I'm talking about some of the older albums starting to do really well with the charts at the moment. We've got the Beatles, and I've got a re-release of two albums. Number three is 1962 to 1966, and 1967 to 1970 is its second. Also, albums out this week, brand new Madness album. They return with their first studio album since 2016, Can't Touch Us Now. Sucks & Co. will be hoping the Theatre of Absurd presents C'est La Vie, that's the name of it, earns them a 20th Top 40 record. Dolly Parton has got her 49th studio record out, Rockstar. That will be yours this week, if you fancy it. It also features covers of much-loved classics in collaboration with people like Miley Cyrus. Is that her goddaughter? I think it is. Wrecking Ball. Blondie's Debbie Harry with Heart of Glass. And the Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, Let It Be. That should be wicked. Do you remember Outkasts? Well, Andre 3000 releases a new solo flute album. It's called New Blue Sun. That's 17 years after the group had their hiatus.
Also, a big week, as I said, for reissues as well. A load of reissues coming out. Arkansas Rockers, American rock, you know. Evanescence. They celebrate 20 years of their debut LP, Fallen. The record topped the official album's charts on its release back in 2003, spawning the singles Bring Me To Life, which went to number one, and Going Under, which was at eight amongst many others. Also, chart-topping success with Queen of Me earlier this year, Shania Twain, 2004, Top 10 Greatest Hits Collection, receives a vinyl reissue. I was in HMV the other day, and it was great to see so many brand new tracks coming out on vinyl. It was absolutely mad. And Shania Twain teamed up with Anne-Marie recently for this track called Unhealthy.
I'll take them.
Well, your love is worse than cigarettes, even if I had 20 in my hands. Oh, baby, your touch, it hurts more than hangovers. No, that bottle don't hold the same regret. And my mother says that you're bad for me. Guess she never felt the high we're on right now. And my father says...
Take it up to the news, and then we're back. We got brand new Fred again.
He don't know that I just don't know how. Well, if it's unhealthy, then I don't give a damn. Cause even if it kills me, I'll always take your hand. It's unhealthy, they just don't understand. And when they try to stop me, just know nobody can. You're still gonna be my man. Still gonna be my man.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.